This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that American soldiers have suffered no deaths in Afghanistan in almost a year. He credited U.S. President Donald Trump's initiative to promote peace in the conflict-torn nation. The Trump administration in February concluded an agreement with the Taliban insurgency to end the 19-year-old Afghan war. The agreement triggered a phased withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The deal also opened first-ever direct peace talks between the Taliban and the U.S.-backed Afghan government in September to negotiate a political power-sharing deal. U.S. officials have, however, acknowledged a recent spike in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents that threatens the ongoing peace process. They've urged both Afghan adversaries to reduce hostilities and move quickly toward a negotiated settlement. The United States had fewer than 13,000 troops in Afghanistan at the start of 2020, but that number has been significantly reduced since signing the deal with the Taliban. There will be around 2,500 U.S. forces left in Afghanistan by mid-January of this year. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday that unknown gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the provincial capital. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and being treated at a local hospital. The victims were said to be members of the minority Hazara Shiite community, which has been under attack from extremists in the past. No one has taken responsibility for the attack. VOA News.